every time they get together, they okay, are just
play?
No, not having fun. They
fight?
Okay. Yesterday they got together and they
fought.
And every time they've gotten together, they have
fought each other.
Okay. And if someone was in a fight with a knife and got a wound, you would say, well, he what him with a knife?
He's cutting.
Okay. And is there another word that cut might mean to go like that, but a wound, a word that means just to go straight in with a knife? He what him?
Ritty?
Okay, or if it might be a stab wound, you might say he
stabbed him.
Okay. Can you tell me any different kinds of knives that that you know anything about?
Well, the knives that anybody can carry on them, and then there's butcher knives. I've got a knife that scales fish,
okay,
and also the sharp side cut them up.
Oh, one side for shaving, the other for cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Any others? Any different kind that men carry in their pockets?
Well, there's a Barlow knife, but they're not supposed to carry that at all.
Is that right?
Use that at home.
Okay. Okay, then if somebody had stabbed somebody, how would you describe the movement of taking it back out? Well, he stabbed him and then he, the knife out, he, or you might.
All I can think of is jerk it out.
Okay. And what about if there's a funny picture on the blackboard and the teacher looks at it and she might want to know who made it? You say, who? What's that picture? Who?
Painted.
Well, but it's done with chalk or something,
uh-huh,
or crayon. Who?
Who made it?
Okay. Or if you, you know, if somebody, it's a picture that you'd have to draw on the wall and she wanted to know who. You say, who?
But draw the picture.
Okay, or who? It's already been done. So you want to know who?
Done that.
But who? I want you to use draw. You see, who?
Who draws that?
Okay. And what about a word that means to lift something that's very heavy, and you have to have something kind of like a piece of machinery, and it'll be with pulleys or pulley blocks and a rope to pull it up with. And you might say, to get that up in the air, he'll have to what it up. That's really going to take some work to get that up in the air. You could say to lift it, but you might say, if you lift it with a block and tackle, you might say he will have to
hoist it up.
Okay. And let me see if I got a couple more at the beginning here that I left and we'll be done. The number after 26 is
27.
And the number after 29 is
30.
And after 39,
40.
And the number after 69?
70.
And if there is a line of men standing somewhere, and the one who is at the head of the line, you would say, well, the man at the head of the line is the what man?
He's number one.
Okay, or another way to say that would be he's the what man? The